You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun or...
No, as a matter of fact, I'm not, Dom. I'm helping plan a funeral, so that's what I'll be doing. It's the whole going through a lot of pictures and videos.
That's tough, man.
I was commenting last night, it kind of sucks that, you know, you live this whole life, and then at the end, your life is basically boiled down to two poster boards with pictures all over them. Which is sad to think about, but isn't it the truth? It's just boiled down to... couple poster boards. So that's what I'll be doing this weekend.
You know, I've thought about that before. I remember, you know, obviously, I think we've talked about it. Going through my dad's house after he passed and how it's just heart-wrenching.
Yep.
But on the other end of it, there have been times when I've, like, walked into my storage room to get something, and I've stopped, and, like, you have 10,000 bins of memories. I have two. I have two bins that are filled with stuff, but for whatever reason, one of them has stuff from my dad that I've kept.
Yeah.
And the other one, you know, is full of, you know, my stuff that, you know, that I've held on to. And so that thought went through my head is like, at some point, even though I'm going to live forever, at some point, you know, somebody's probably going to have to be sifting through that.
Going through your stuff. Oh, yes.
And saying, man, what do we do with this?
Puts everything into perspective.
And the sad answer is it either gets, you know, given to, you know, someplace for, you know, recycling or, you know, Goodwill or...
or they, you know, yeah, you
landfill.
Back up a roll-off dumpster and you just start shoveling stuff in for a lot of people, you know?
I mean, something as simple as all of my... like, I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books, a lot of hardback books and stuff. I have a little library thing. It's like... what happens to my books? There's not
hopefully
one
they're
person
just donated,
would,
you know.
Probably
donate them to a retirement community. Those people love. They have little libraries there and stuff. And
yeah,
But yeah, it is kind
this?
Of funny
to
think everything that you cherish and you've worked so hard for so many years and that you've collected, it will just be dispersed and nobody else is going to want that stuff, you know.
Boy, this is without a doubt the most uplifting morning show on Denver radio, isn't it?
Well, it's real life. I mean,
I
had a very close family member pass away, and it's been a rough couple weeks. And it's, you know, we're in and out of his house, and everyone's just kind of like, what do we do with all this stuff?
Yeah.
You know, and it's very difficult. But circle of life, man, circle of life. And then there is Nicole's mom, who is a hoarder, and we have basically said, yes, there will be a dumpster. No. It's like, sorry. We don't need all your junk, you know?
Yeah, all of that is tough.
Yeah, it's family stuff, man.
You know, when you go and you do your estate planning and you do a will, there's part of it, you know, that you have to fill out the stuff. Like, if you have specific things that you want to, you know,
go to certain
leave
people
for someone or bestow to certain people,
write it down.
Put it in this document.
Write it down, yes.
And then you start thinking, I think about things like, well, my books, do I put that in there? Or is that one of those things where people be like, I don't care? You know, I just, I'm looking over, you know, and my son and daughter-in-law got me the that Lego thing. I'm not like a big Lego guy, but apparently I am lately. The Lego International Space Station, and it's done, and it's, you know, thousands of pieces, and it's sitting on this table over here. I'm like, what happens to that?
That's your biggest concern is where your Legos go?
No, I'm just using that as an example of all the minutiae that we have
right,
in our lives.
You toss it in a box and...
But, I mean, someone's going
to
have to
be like,
sit
he worked so
it.
Hard on that. It was hours worth.
Somebody would have to sit and take it apart. You know, this is, like I said, it's minutia. It's these little things that you don't even think about.
I can't even tell you how much this has made me reevaluate the things that I do hold on to. And I've started my sorting already because of this. I'm like, I gotta get rid of some stuff because a lot of this is clutter and I don't want to ever leave this burden to somebody else, you know?
Yeah, but your thing with everything that we ever bring up is that this will be worth something someday.
I know there is a few things that I have that are collectibles and, you know, I hope that stuff does get passed on.
But like
maybe they can make
a
couple bucks off of it.
Your entire fifth grade like English lesson
yeah,
stuff.
I mean, yeah, all my school
did.
Paperwork. I have a lot of that stuff, and I'm just going to be like, toss it. You know, if it means nothing to you, toss it.
Toss it now.
Toss it. No, I can't do that now. No.
Why? Why would you need to now go back and look at a paper you wrote in fifth grade?
It's papers and various other things. A lot of artwork,
why?
Things like that. And it's actually come in quite beneficial because the person that passed away was a huge influence on some of my art growing up. And I've actually dug some stuff out that
I had.
And I can display it.
You mean out of the 10,000 things that you're hoarding, I pick the one thing that you're going to be
thing,
using
buddy,
in the funeral?
The one thing, I know.
What are the odds?
It's just a huge influence on my youth. He was like a brother to me. So I've been finding a lot of stuff.
I'm not making fun of that. I'm making
no,
fun
but
of the
it's actually, I know I have a lot of stuff, but it's actually been like, oh my God, I probably still have some really great memories from us. I'm going to pull this stuff out so we can show it off at the funeral, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's actually come in quite handy. It's funny. My dad did have a conversation with me the other day. He's like, listen, you know, I know your mom and I have a lot of stuff here in the house, but when we go, please do not feel obligated to keep anything.
That's a great thing to say to your kids.
He did. He's like, these are things.
I'm not being sarcastic. That's a really nice thing to say to
your kids. It was. He's like, listen, these were things. All this stuff brought us joy. It brought us contentment for many, many years. He's like, do not feel the burden of having to hold on to anything. Mm-hmm. He's like, this was for us. This was our home. It's not for you guys. Just get rid of it. So that was kind of like, oh, okay.
It's a very cool thing
they're
for a
fine.
Parent to say.
Yeah, it's very cool. So.
I had that. I lost my dad 18 years ago. And going through all of his stuff in his house and his garage especially, I mean, it was heartbreaking.
Yeah, so
and
bad.
it was difficult on a multitude of levels.
Yeah.
But it led me to have that conversation with my son. But now it's been almost 20 years ago. I probably need to readdress it, thanks to your dad for reminding me. Because I told him right after that, I said, I don't ever want you to have to do this.
This is not your burden to bear. This was
right,
my stuff.
So just,
don't get a storage unit and keep it all, you know, get rid of it.
And I would go so far as to say, look, if I'm the last one standing, it's just me. Don't you even do it. Just hire someone to come in and just clear everything out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it because all it will do is I don't know. It's sad.
It is sad. And the one thing I'm experiencing is, there's probably a few things that I'm going to be getting from this. And the guilt associated with that as well. Because you think, you know, when somebody's around and you're daydreaming, oh, inheritance. And, oh, I want that if they die. And, you know, it's all fun and games. And then it happens.
Yeah.
And it's potentially like, we need to get a few things maybe to your house that you want. And there's the guilt associated with that because you start thinking, I didn't earn this. This was this person's that they worked hard for. I feel guilty taking it now and putting it into my house because I didn't earn this at all. So the whole getting inheritance is it sounds great on the surface, but then when you do get something, you're like, ugh, this feels bad. It feels
it's
real bad.
It's funny, in a way, the guilt works both directions because there's that, and then there's the guilt when you don't want their stuff.
Absolutely. You're like, oh, my
like
God,
when
ugly.
My siblings all sitting in my dad's living room passing stuff around, and we all, do you want this? No. Do you? No. Do you?
No.
And then we all felt like crap.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, my God, this was so important to him, and we don't want it.
Yeah. That's difficult, too, man.
You know what? Here's what I say. People need to stop dying because it is just too hard for the rest of us.
You're ruining it for all of us staying alive. Knock
can
it off.
Please stop dying.
Oh, man. Well, that derailed what we were going to talk about, but
what were we going to talk about?
The customer service.
Customer service.
Which is actually dead in itself.
Right. Yes.
In many ways.
Customer service right now is on life support.
It is.
You want to talk about that on Monday?
Let's bump it because Dom has the best story about crappy customer service that his wife experienced. He was telling me about it off the air yesterday, and my mouth is just like, what?
Yeah. And
I think my line many times was, but they screwed up.
Right. It actually got even better after I finished telling him about it.
Okay. Well, let's move that to Monday and... Sorry to bring everybody down, but hey, it's life stuff we talk about.
Look, everyone who's listening has had somebody in their life who has passed, and we all know that it's tragic and it's sad. We're not trying to make light of that. What we're making light of is the stuff that surrounds
it. It's the process after somebody goes. It is a process.
And if it's a fresh, raw wound like Jeremy and his family are experiencing right now, it's one thing. And then 10 years from now, you'll be able to look back, and you will be able to laugh at some of the stuff. Like, oh, my God, I remember how we...
Yeah. Don't even get me started on the viewing.